Getting everyone together to watch the game is fun until you realize you're running low on snacks right before halftime. That's why Shipt is there for you on game day. Whether going for that classic spread, chips and dip, or mixing in even a few healthier options, I can, and so can you, order all the favorites for same-day delivery to keep the party going, especially now that March is here. And if that Shipt bowl is looking suddenly too empty, no stress, just place another order and it shows up the same day. Shipt makes last-minute hosting so much easier. You can get snacks, party supplies, decorations, and more delivered from nearby stores. I'm talking grocery runs from places like Safeway or Albertsons, party decor from Michaels, or even a quick Target order. All while you're getting ready for guests with Shipt, you can order same-day delivery on groceries, gifts, and so much more. And shoppers are known for incredible attention to detail and care. Plus, with an annual Shipt membership, you get unlimited orders, zero delivery fees on orders over $35, exclusive deals, and even the option to request your favorite shoppers again. Download the app or order at Shipt.com. That's S-H-I-P-T.com.
Protein is now at Starbucks, and it's never tasted so good. You can add protein cold foam to your favorite drink or try one of our new protein lattes or matcha. Try it today at Starbucks.
They say you should learn something new every day. Like how you should only drink Jägermeister at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, ice cold. Like those frozen cavemen they find, which makes you wonder, what would a caveman think of Jägermeister? Well, if you served it warm, he'd probably throw it in your face, say, Oonga Boonga, and storm off. And nobody wants that. So drink it cold or not at all. Jägermeister. Damn, that's cold. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume. Imported by Mast Jägermeister U.S., White Plains, New York.
As far as the Sunday game is concerned, here's what I love. This is like a mini underrated, very underrated. I'm not sure if I'm going to write it down as one of the great wins of the year, but underratedly awesome victory. Because when you win these back-to-back games on Friday and Saturday, you've already guaranteed yourself a split. You've guaranteed yourself at least a decent road trip. 3-4 may not be the greatest thing in the world, but you know what? You got a split in San Francisco. You're without Juan Soto. You get to the off day. It's a no biggie spot. You're 5-5, not the end of the world. And when the Met offense continues to give you some frustration, or at least I don't say continue, goes back to giving you some of the frustrations, like having great opportunities and not being able to score. Go back to the second inning after Mark Vientos comes through with an RBI hit. You're still set up with two on and nobody out, and Marcus Semien bounces into a first pitch double play. You have a great opportunity in the fourth inning, and somehow when Jared Young bloops that base hit to right field, somehow, some way, Luis Robert Jr. isn't scoring from second base, which I can't figure out why. And when he doesn't score from second base on that bloop base hit, which I think he just got a terrible read on, I'm going to blame him more than I'm going to blame Leaper. I think Robert Jr. just got to see it better. Off the bat, you could tell that ball's going to fall in. But once it doesn't, as much as Vientos is locked in, and he's locked in, I just had a feeling they're not scoring this run. And Vientos, unfortunately, bounced into a 4-6-3 double play. So another great scoring opportunity that you leave with nothing. And then the seventh inning was probably the biggest example of it. You get the leadoff double by Jared Young. Semien strikes out with a runner on third, less than two out, after Vientos advances him on a sac fly. Benz draws a walk. Alvarez gets aboard on the catcher's interference. And here's Lindor, who is, I mean, it's typical April Lindor. Let's just call it like it is. And he has been awful, worse so, since Soto got hurt, and he bounces out, leaving the bases loaded in the seventh inning. And let's all be honest. We all got to be honest with ourselves. You thought the game was over. They're down 2-1. You had bases loaded with your best hitter up, or at least one of your best hitters up, especially without Soto. And he very meekly grounds out the second base. It felt like a loss. It did. And I'm not saying I was going to come on the Rico and say, everything's fine. It's great. The split was wonderful. Like, I wouldn't be panicking, but it would feel very disappointing. I think that'd be the word. A little disappointing loss, especially with the way Senga started this game. So we needed to see some fight. Am I right? We needed to see this Met team who last year was infamous for not coming back. And it's more than just the stat. That's a stupid, overrated, their record trailing after eight. Because obviously this game isn't trailing after eight. But they felt like a team that just didn't come back a lot. They felt like a team that how many times they're down, they're dead, and they're not coming back. And after the Lindor ground out, as they start the top of the eighth inning, down 2-1, it was a little bit of a gut check. Can this team show some fight? Can this team give us like a nice come from behind victory? If you're going to win the National League East, if you're going to make the postseason, you need a bunch of these. You need some games where you dig deep and you find a freaking way.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at americacures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
So let's go through that eighth inning where they found a freaking way. First of all, they got Logan Webb out of the game. Isn't that like key number one? Because despite Logan Webb's shaky start, he's an ace. He's a horse. And he's able to make the big pitch when he needs to. You get the one-out double by Jorge Polanco. Huge hit by Polanco. I thought he was going to get thrown out at second base. Luckily, he slides around that throw, gets into second base. You got the tying run on second. Luis Robert Jr., his base running leaves a lot to be desired. His defense has been average, but the freaking guy is hitting. And he rips that base hit to right field. Again, God forbid the Mets score a runner from second base with a hit. I mean, I'm laughing because it's painful. How many freaking times can they not score a run from second base on a base hit? It happens all the time. So Luis Robert Jr. does that. Then he almost gets caught trying to steal second base. But before that, we got the Midas touch moment. The Midas touch moment of Carlos Mendoza saying, yes, Jared Young, you're my boy. Yes, I have a love affair with you, but you're 3-for-3. But there's a lefty on the mound, the immortal Eric Miller. I'm going to pinch hit for you with our backup catcher. And I love our backup catcher. I gave him an A last year when we did our grades. But you don't think of him as a bat-first backup catcher. He's not Todd Pratt. He's not Ramon Castro. He's there for his glove. But the Mets are obviously shorthanded. And Carlos Mendoza decides to go to Luis Torrens. By the way, Hoff, I want you to cue up the Mendy clip because this was surprising and very impressive. I am a sucker for a leader who doesn't go out of their way to tell you about the moves they made. I like leaders who talk about the other people in their cabinet or administration or their bench who advised you to do that. I think that's a sign of good leadership. It's what Abe Lincoln would do. That's right. I'm whipping out an Abe Lincoln comparison. Honestly, I give this to the Yankee fans who consume this, who don't like Brian Cashman. Brian Cashman will always shout out his lieutenants for moves that they made. I once had him on and I was saying, hey, Bri. Yeah, because I call him Bri. Hey, Brian, boy, that decision to sign DJ LeMahieu over Jed Lowry, that was a good one, man. I was on Sports Talk Radio suggesting Jed Lowry made more sense for you guys than DJ. And Brian Cashman could have said, yeah, well, I'm smart. What do you want from me? And he immediately said, wasn't me. And he named someone on his staff that strongly pushed for them to sign DJ LeMahieu. It takes a lot of comfort in your abilities, and it takes a lot of lack of ego to shout out someone else for something you ultimately did right. I want to play a clip for you after the game. Here's Carlos Mendoza being asked about the decision, which felt odd at the time, to pinch hit for Jared Young with Luis Torrens.
He was, got to give credit to Kai Correa there. He had him before the, you know, dealing with so many guys down, you know, with his, he brought it up to me way before the game started, like on a big spot, Louis Torrent against one of those lefties. I got to give him credit. And sure enough, the situation presented itself, and we shot him, and he was ready to go from the very beginning, and he executed it.
So the manager on the hot seat said, yeah, that big decision that I made, that big decision that helped us win the game, that Midas touch ballsy move that I made, yeah, it wasn't me. It was the bench coach who may replace me who came up with that decision. There's a lot of things that formulate my opinion on a good manager or a bad manager. I will tuck this away for the future. Carlos Mendoza showed you something with that answer. That's a good answer by him. I appreciate that honesty. But that was something, man, because I'm sitting there and I thought as Young was coming up, you know what? He's 3 for 3. Screw it. Let him hit. I did not think of going to Luis Torrens. And there's a lot of risk attached to it because they have such a short bench and you have to assume there is no Juan Soto and there is no Brett Beatty. It means that Tyrone Taylor, who two batters earlier had come in as a pinch runner for Jorge Polanco, it means that Tyrone Taylor is going to stay in the game and play left field. And that means you're losing the DH. In this moment, you have not even tied the game. You have no idea, no idea where this game is going. You also have no idea, especially if Taylor stays in the game to play left field, if you're keeping Torrens in the game, that means the pitcher spot is going to be in the 9 hole because Alvarez is coming out. And if you don't do that and you say, well, I'm going to keep Alvarez in the game, that means the pitcher spot is in the 5 hole, which means there's a decent chance that spot's coming up and you will not have a batter to use because I'm assuming Brett Beatty wasn't available and I'm certainly assuming Juan Soto wasn't available. So, hey, Nolan McClain, get that bat ready. So that was a really gutsy move by Kai Correa and Carlos Mendoza. And by God, it worked. By God, it worked. And so many little things could have gone wrong. I had visions of Torrens bouncing into a double play, though I guess that was ruled out when the Giants decided for some reason to play the infield in. And then Robert Jr. steals second. And then Torrens has this great at-bat before he lines the base hit to right field, the two-run double that gives the team the lead. Marcus Semien picks up an RBI double to add to it. Turned out to be a great inning, plus some bad defense. Mark Vientos hits that ground ball to third. Chapman makes the long throw. Rafael Devers can't scoop it. And the Mets turn what had a chance to be a really frustrating loss into a nice, gutsy rally that featured clutch hitting, great at-bats, a key stolen base, and a ballsy managerial move by a manager who has decided I'm going to wear glasses now. And glasses Carlos Mendoza is undefeated. So kudos to Carlos Mendoza on a lot of levels. Not only making the move, but shouting out his bench coach, which he did not have to do. You're the manager. You know, he could have suggested it all he wanted. You still are the person that fires the bullet. And you fired the bullet.